A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Tzadi Beis, Ksubas 92a, pagination 183. We'll start from the facing page, about 10 lines up, in the middle of the line with the words Hahu Gavra. And our topic this morning is three cases of somewhat dubious sales, because there are liens of sorts, and people can still come and undo the sale and grab the property that was being sold. But we're going to see that even if an item has a lien on it, or something that might undo the sale, makes it a little bit of a dubious sale, nevertheless, the seller himself is going to be responsible to do his part in upholding the sale. Let's back up a moment to appreciate basic concept of liens, and then we'll proceed with the Gemara. If person A sells a property to person B, so he could sell it with achrayus, with responsibility, which means that if it turns out that there's a lien on the property, let's say Mr. A owed money to somebody, and that person who was owed money wasn't able to collect from Mr. A's liquid assets, cash, and therefore had to go to the lien, to the property that he owned at the time of the loan, and he's going to follow that property until he finds an ability to collect, and he's going to find it in Mr. B's hands, and he's going to take it. He's going to make a statement that this is really mine because I have a lien. Now, Mr. A could be selling it to Mr. B with achrayus, with responsibility, which means that if it gets taken away from you, I will reimburse you. Or he can sell it shaloba achrayus, without responsibility, which is that if it turns out that there's a lien because of me or because of a previous owner, before Mr. A owned it, Mr. Z owned it, Mr. Y owned it, and there could be an outstanding loan here, and if someone takes it away from you, I'm not taking responsibility. So then that's the rule of shalo ba'achrayus. Obviously, a person's agreement to achrayus or lo achrayus, with responsibility or without, is going to depend on all kinds of market factors and price factors and what they were able to strike a deal between themselves to agree on. But those are the terms, and those terms are certainly going to affect the price of the item and the way he's going to pay it, or how desperate he was to get a property, he was willing to take risk, etc. The Gemara begins with a case that's related to Ksubas, and then we'll proceed to the case of properties, which is the classic case of liens that we're familiar with. The Gemara says, Hahu Gavra, there was a person, man, Dezavna l'ksuvasa di'imei b'tovas hana. He sold his mother's ksuba rights according to the odds, according to the discounted estimation that it would be collectible. Because right now, his mother is happily married to her husband. But if the husband will die during the woman's lifetime, then the ksuba will be payable. And the son is saying, if the husband dies and the ksuba is payable, and then my mother dies and the ksuba is coming to me, that money, so I'm selling it to you now. This is a way for the son to get quick cash right now. However, he's going to have to discount the value of the ksuba quite a bit because it's not a done deal that the buyer is really going to be able to collect this ksuba. It depends among the husband wife who dies first, and it depends if the mother son who dies first, who says for sure that you're going to inherit this thing at all. But that's what he did. Va'amale, and the terms of the deal of this sale were, I'asya ein, if my mother comes and hears that I sold the ksuba to you, a little bit underhanded, because that ksuba money, when it's payable, is hers. Why is someone selling it already in anticipation of the Yerusha, of the inheritance? Oma'arara, and she objects, lo mefatzina lach, I'm not going to reimburse you. I'm selling it to you without responsibility. What happened was, things played out exactly as anticipated. The husband died. The ksuba was payable, but was not yet actually paid. Shechiva ime, and then the mother died, velo irara, and she had never objected to the sale. So the sale presumably stands. However, the son is a wise guy. Va'asa iu v'kama arer. And now he comes and he says, listen, you're looking to collect the ksuba because everything played itself out. Well, I'm the inheritor of my mother, so I'm going to use the claim of my mother, which is, what kind of crazy sale is that? You're selling something that doesn't exist, that's dependent on someone else's money. And the son wants to undo the sale. You could have him wanting to undo the sale and returning that minimal amount of money that the buyer paid way back. Now it's worth it to him. He gets getting a lot more money. Rashi suggests, Va'af hamos lo achzir. And he wants to even claim that I don't have to return the original money. And that's the essence of this Gemara, because I want to say that I am like my mother, undoing the sale, and I sold it to you without responsibility if my mother undoes the sale. So likewise, I, coming from her strength, am going to undo the sale, and my deal with you was, if someone undoes the sale, you have no claim on me. So he's going to get the best of all worlds. That's the claim of the son. Sava Rami Bar Chama Lameima, Rami Bar Chama's initial reaction was, Iyu b'makam imei koi, the son can do it, because he's coming in replacement of his mother, and his mother would have the right to object to such a sale of her ksuba. And now he's doing the objection, and he's claiming, it's like my right hand versus my left hand. My right hand is going to undo the sale, and my left hand is the one that did the deal with you, and that deal had a condition that if someone undoes it, I don't have to pay. Amalei Rava, Rava said, that's not the way this works. Nehi de'achrayas dida lo kibalale. Indeed, he did not take responsibility if the mother would have undone the sale. But achrayas didei mi lo kavil. He's the person himself who did the deal. He has to take responsibility, at least, that he himself won't undo the sale. Let's continue with the next case. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama said, Reuven shema chasada l'shimon, Reuven, Mr. A, sells a property to Shimon, Mr. B. Shaloba achrayas, without taking responsibility, if a balchov, a debt ends up having to be paid from the previous owners, Mr. Y, Mr. W, Mr. Z. Okay. Va'asa Shimon, umachra lu Reuven ba'achrayas. And now Shimon, Mr. B, sells the property back to Reuven, Mr. A, with responsibility. And as I mentioned in our introduction, it all has to do with market fluctuations and how much he wants that property and how much he's willing to pay. So 1 month, Reuven was selling to Shimon and he had good leverage and he made a deal, Shaloba Achrayas, without responsibility. And now Shimon is selling it back to Reuven and he took responsibility because that was the way they made the deal. Va'asa Balchov de Reuven. And now the person who Reuven, Mr. A, owed money to, comes to collect this very property. v'katarif leminei, and is pulling it away from Reuven, Mr. A. Dinahu, it's logical, the Ozel Shimon, umaftzilei, that Shimon, Mr. B, would have to come and reimburse him. Follow the logic. Mr. A sold it to Mr. B without responsibility. So now that the property is being torn away from Mr. A's debt, he doesn't have responsibility to reimburse Mr. B. But that same property was sold by Mr. B to Mr. A with responsibility for previous owners. So had it been a debt of Mr. Y, Mr. B would have to take responsibility. What turns out is a debt of Mr. A, it gets paid from the property, and Mr. B is going to have to be responsible to pay Mr. A for that property, which he sold with responsibility to Mr. A. Amalei Rava, and once again Rava objected, and he said, Nehida achrayis da alma kibalale. Mr. B. Shimon certainly takes responsibility in such a deal, if that's the way it was worded, for any debts that come upon this property from the general previous owners. But achrayis denafshei mikovalale. But if it gets torn away from Mr. A because of Mr. A's debt, on that Mr. B. Shimon never took responsibility. In other words, once again, even though you say no responsibility, but there is a certain level of responsibility for your own behavior that you're going to have to take. Umoda Rava, but even though Rava said this logic, that if the debt is collected because of me, I have to be responsible for that, then I can't blame everybody else. Beruven Shayara Sada Miyakov. If Reuven inherited a field from his father, umachra l'Shimon shelo ba'achrayis, and he sold it to Shimon, Mr. B, without responsibility, v'asa Shimon amachra l'Reuven, and then later Mr. B sold it back to Mr. A be'achrayis with responsibility, v'asa b'achov de Yaakov v'katarif leminei, and now the debt of the father is being collected from this field, dinohu. It's true, indeed, the Ozel Shimon Umaftzilei, Mr. B is going to be responsible for that tearing away of the property. Minei, my time, what's the reason? Because Balchov de Yaakov Kabalchov de Almadomi, because the debt owed by the father is considered the equivalent of Mr. Y and Mr. Z. It's a previous owner. It's not Reuven, Mr. A himself. And therefore, that level of responsibility, Mr. B. Shimon is going to be taking on himself. So we have an awareness here of a very sophisticated chronology of how things can develop in sales, and we have to trace back who took responsibility, who did not. But if you have a situation where it's being torn from the very person who wants to collect, so that level of responsibility to void your own sale and claim reimbursement, that, Rava says, you're not allowed to do. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.